Yudalad Amud Beis, the Mishnah. Ein Pochsin Mishiva Armakolin. These are all positions of authority in the Beis Hamikdash. Everybody took care of a different responsibility and was above someone and below somebody else. There were seven Armakolin. Armakolin is from the word Markol. He's appointed over everything. Not everything, but we had a broad amount of authority. Ushlosha Gizborim, three Gizborim. The Ein Osim Shror Alatzibor Pachos Mishnai. You don't do any monetary authority over the Tzibor less than two people. Chutri Ben Achia Shal Choli Meayim. Except for Ben Achia, he was alone. Even though we mentioned other Memunim that were one, some say that each of them had somebody else with them, except they were the more important ones, so the name was mentioned. But they had assistants or whatever, so they weren't an individual only over the tzibur, or they weren't monetary things. If they weren't monetary, then you can have one person. The Chasam Sofer also says that if you have, Rov HaTzibur, agree to the appointment, then even one person can have even monetary authority. It's only when Rov HaTzibur aren't agree. They're not asked. It's appointed by the committee of the authority of the community that's elected or appointed by the Rov HaTzibur. Then you need two people. Chutz mi ben achia shal choli me'ayim. Person took care of the stomach problems of the Kohanim. The Elazar shal ha'parocha also kibul Rov HaTzibur aleihem. Since Rov HaTzibur makabel, you don't need two, even by money things. That's what some sober skiddush is. These things may look like they weren't money things. But Lamaisa, they did have to do with money things also. They had to buy the refuas, whatever. And therefore, in the parochas also, he had to be involved with the purchasing. So even though there were money issues, still you could have less than two people as long as the Rov HaTzibur makabel. Okay, to Takan Chadatin. Ein Pochsin. Gizborim heim shemomen hektish biyadam. The Gizbor ha-hektish is the person who took care of the day-to-day finances of hektish. The heim podim erchin v'charmin v'chol melechas ha-kodesh nasal yadam. That's a Gizbor. Gizbor was the day-to-day trustee of hektish. Ar mekolin l'malam yazgi gizborim. They're higher than the Gizborim, right? Omar al-kola. They have a say on everything. Ve'enos in shtrora. Lashon Hagon, the Chol HaMemunim HaYimohem Achirin. All the Memunim that we mentioned in the last Mishnah, there were other people together with them. The Masnis and Chashav Rosh HaMemunim Levad. Mentioned that the head one. But they weren't just alone, that they were the ones who made all the decisions. They had other people together with them. Eilu Ashlaim Shoy Yechidim. Except for these two, the one who took care of Achia and Elazar, they were alone. Okay, Ein Pochsin Migimel Gizborim, Umizayin Armakolin. Tani Mishnei Katalikin, and also there were two Katalikin. Katalikin are also different kinds of appointees. Hadohu Dechsiv, and the Pasuk says, V'yechiel Uziyahu, the Nachas Gizborim, three Gizborim, Yechiel Uziyahu, and Nachas. V'asoyel, V'yirimos, V'yozeved, V'eliel, V'yasmichehu umachas ubinayo armakolin. So those are what's called the seven armakolin. Pekidim amiyad koniniyahu v'shimi ochiv katalikin. And these two were what's called katalikin. There's two katalikin. V'nifgad yechizkiyo hamelech v'azaryo nigid beis Elohim. Right? Hamelech the Kohen Gadol. So this is the melech and the Kohen Gadol. Okay, let's see. The Tana Brisa Mosefes Shein Posim Ibeis Memunim Lamala Min Amrakolin. Above the Amrakolin were the Katalikin, and they were two people. Hadol Dichsi Masmich Bekasu. The pasuk seems to say that there's all these things: seven Amrakolin, three Gizborim, two Katalikin. The Yechiel Shom Mayri Betrumas Halishka the Kadoshim. The Zeh Yechiel V'Ziyoh V'Nachas Elu Gimel Gizborim She'asku Be'erachin V'Chermin She'tzrichin V'Arei Gimel. Right there you need three. It's like a basin. They have to decide the amounts of the money, whatever, make assessments. So they sit like a basin. The Acher Kachoshiv Zayin Armakolin. Min Vasoil, Adu Binoyo, Vichoninoyo, Vishimi, Ochiv, Nikru Pekidin. The Hain Beis Katalikin. Those were the two Katalikin. The Nifkar HaMelech the Kohen Gadol, she Negid Beis Elokim who Kohen Gadol. Negid Beis Elokim is a kinui for the Kohen Gadol. So you have the Melech and the Kohen Gadol over all of these appointees. Okay. Kshuchosim, when they had to close up the Lishka and seal it, so they sealed it, each one sealed it with his seal. So Kshuchosim HaGizbar Chosim V'nosnin La'amarko, the Gizbar put his signature on it, he put his chasima, and then he gave it over to the Amarkol to sign. Amarkol Chosim, the Amarkol signed V'nosnin L'Katiliko, Katilikon Chosim V'nosnin L'Kohen Gadol, Kohen Gadol Chosim V'nosnin L'Melech. Kshumakim, when they want to open up the seals and now go back into the Lishka and use the money, so the opposite way. Hamelech roech chos mo mater. First the Melech opens his seal. A Kohen Gadol roech chos mo mater. The Kohen Gadol then opens his seal. Katalikon roech chos mo mater. Amarkol roech chos mo mater. Gizbar roech chos mo mater. When they make the seals, they go in ascending order. When they take them down, they go in descending order. Kshuchosim kshirotza lachtum hamom belishka. When they want to seal up the money in the Lishka, right, so nobody should get in there and steal the money and have access to it until they have the time when they want to take money out and buy korbanos. So what's it called? This is how they did it. Let's go. The enosim sror la tzibur b'mamon pachas mishnayim. Can't make a monetary appointment over the tzibur less than two people. Rav Nachman v'shem Rav Mona al shem v'heim yichwes hazov v'yesatcheles v'yesfargoman. The Mishkan, when they had the people who were responsible for collecting the money for the Mishkan, and some of that also you had to, what's it called, force people to give. So it says heim yichu. Heim is minimum two. Om Rav Chama be Rav Chanina mipsole shaluchos hesher Moshe. How did Moshe Rabbeinu get rich? From the psolus of the luchos. The second luchos he carved out, and there was shavings left, and the luchos were made of very expensive rare jewel, sanperion. So Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rabban Shem, let him keep the shavings, and from that he became an extremely rich person, even though Moshe Rabbeinu was originally rich, because you can't be a Navi unless you're rich. That way your words are more listened to. But he wasn't as rich as the rest of Klal Yisrael, because they got the Bizas Mitzrayim, which he didn't take. He went to get Atzmas Yosef. So the Rabban Shem made him even richer from the Luchos. Hado d'chsib, psal l'cha shnei Luchos Abonim, psal l'cha, the shavings are yours. Shetei apsol l'shalcha. Om Reb Chanin, machtsav shel Abonim tovus u'margoliyos, bora lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitocho halo. U'mimenu hesher Moshe. No, he didn't get rich from the shavings of the Luchos, because this man the Omer holds that the Luchos were Kodesh. And the shavings were Kodesh. Right? Not that Moshe Rabbeinu first made them from Chol and then was Makdish them, because the Luchos had to be in the Kodesh HaKadosh and that would be Kodesh. So the question is, did they become Kodesh immediately? And the Mamela's shavings also were Kodesh? And Moshe Rabbeinu took this diamond and started to work on it to make the Luchos. Did he first Makdish it? And if that's the case, then he couldn't become rich from the shaving. Or no, he shaved it down when it was still Chol. And after it was finished, then he was Makdish it. So according to the Bandi Omer, he was Makdish at first, so then he became rich because the Rabban Shem created for him a quarry of precious stones that grew up under his tent in the desert. Umimenu Hesher Moshe. Let's see, the Taklin, Vehem Yikulosh and Rabin, Vehem Pachos Mishnayim. Omer Abchama. Mipsolis, Maisi Lahacha. What's this doing over here? Lahatim Ditzrichim Shnayim Shlo Yavoli Dechshad Shari Doro Shomoshe Dibru Alav Koshkin Acherim B'Doros Acherim. The end of this mimer is going to say that people were Choshen Moshe Rabbeinu that he got rich from Klal Yisrael. So you see, the people, nobody's above suspicion, and therefore you can't have less than two people in monetary appointments. No one person should be Nechshon. Two people aren't Choshen that two people are going to be in collusion. Ksiv. The Bitu Achri Moshe at Boahela. They used to look at Moshe till he got into his tent. Train Amoroim, Charama Lignai v'Charama L'Shevach. One said that they looked at him and they said bad things, and one said they said good things. Man the Omer Lignai, Hamon Shakin, Hamon Kroyin, Hamon Kopid, Ochel Min Yudoi, Vishosim Min Yudoi. Look how what's it called, the fat his thighs are, and his knees, and his, what's it called, his neck, right? He's getting fat from our money. He's eating off of us. So some say that there wasn't, these people were tzaddikim who said it. They were mamash choshed Moshe Rabbeinu. The idea is that they said that Moshe Rabbeinu's whole schus comes from Klal Yisrael. So he has the Aron with him, he has the Luchos with him. If we would have the Aron Luchos with us, we'd also be as great as him. So his whole schus comes from what really belongs to us, but it's by him, so he gets the benefit of it. But if we would have it, we would also have that benefit. And others said, mamash l'shevach. Man diomer l'shevach, mach mi tzadikai umezake tuvia dezochas l'mich mi yosei. Look at the tzadik and how much we are zochet to be able to even look at him. Right? What a schus we have to look at Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's what it means, the bitu achri Moshe. They looked after Moshe and they did it with a tremendous envy of him, but they felt a tremendous schus to be able to look at him. Okay. Machshuv shel avonim. Levad haluchos, the los farlim psosolos. This man the Omer holds he didn't get rich from the shavings of the luchos. He got rich. The Rebbeinu Shem gave him a treasure. Shakim hashokayim, that's the thighs. Kupte gidul besoro, look how fat he is. Umidilei mi mamono. Halavai miski, halavai sheniski liroso tzadika tov shezachisi liroso. It's a schus to even look at a tzadik. So those were the ones who looked at him, l'sheva, and the ones who looked at Lignai looked at him and said, he's getting fat off of our money. Okay. Arba chos moshoye v'niktash. The kos of aleim egel zocher gdi v'chote. Right, there were four seals in the mikdash. These were stamps. That when you, just wait one second, when it worked out, when you went to the person who gave out the, you paid money, gave you a stamp, you went and redeemed that stamp by the person who sold the oil and the flour, and you got the amount of oil and flour you needed for your carbon. So you didn't pay the money directly to the person who gave the oil, and there was one person who was mamun on the money. Shouldn't get all mixed up. And he gave you a coupon, the coupon you redeemed for the oil and the money. So four different coupons. And the one was an eagle, one was a zocher, one was a gdi, and one was chote. Benazay omer heihoyu. There were five different seals. Five different coupons. Ba'aramis krosov. And they were written in Aramaic. Krosov aleihem. Eagle, one was an eagle, one was dechar. It's that instead of zocher, it was docher, which is Aramaic. Gdi, chote dal, v'chote osher. Mitzora dal and mitzora osher. Two different coupons for the mitzora. Egel mishamishim nischei bokar gedolim uktanim zchorim and the cables. The coupon that said egel on it, so that you used for the nesachim of cattle, big or small. In other words, what's it called, a behema gasa or a behema daka that was cattle, a young animal, a calf, or a cow, an ox. Whether they were zchorim or nekevos, it was all the same nesachim. The Gemara doesn't explain what's each one. Gedi mishamish in niske atzon. Gedi was the coupon for the nesachim of sheep, whether they're big or small. It was young sheep or old sheep. They all had the same nesachim, zecharim nekevos. Didn't make a difference if they were male or female. Chutz mishal elim, except for an ayah. An ayah had a different, what's it called, nesachim, so had a different coupon. Ayah mishamish in niske elim bilvad. And the aisle you only use for the nesachim of an aisle, which is a different amount than a kevis. An aisle was an older kevis. Chote mishamish and nisrei sholosh behemish shel metzora. Chote was the special coupon for the metzora who brought three karbonos, and he had nesachim on one. What's it called? Nesachim on what's it called? He brought a chatos, an asham, and a shlomim. And that's what then he needed what's it called the special coupon. Mishum avakish nesachim. So how do these coupons work? Mishum, a person wanted to buy nesachim, so he used with his carbon. Holech lo etzel Yochanan. So he went to Yochanan, who the Mishnah said before was mamuna nesachim. Shu mamuna lachol. It was mamuna lachosmos. He was the one who was appointed over the coupons. Nosin Lomos, he gave Yochanan the money, Umekabali Menu Chosam, and he got a coupon fitting the Nesachim that he paid for it. Bolo Eitzel Achia, Shumamunal Nesachim, then he went to Achia with the coupon, who had the actual flour and oil, right, Venosin Lochosam, Umekabali Menu Nesachim. He gave him the coupon, and he took the oil and the flour. Le'erev Boyin Zeitzel Zeh, right, in the evening, Achia and Yochanan got together, and they made an inventory. How much oil and flour was given out, and how many coupons there were. And they, what's it called, he gave back the coupons, and he made a cheshbon if all these were right. And then he took out the coupons, and then he transferred the money to him. Right? Now he had the money instead of the coupons. In Pachsulo, right? And what happens though if there was a discrepancy and it didn't work out? So if there was a discrepancy, he didn't get all the money. If he didn't get all the chosmos or whatever, then he did, to redeem them, he didn't get all the money. He lost. He had to pay the Yishalim, Yochanan Mideso, he had to pay it from his own pocket. Vim Hosiru, Hosiru Lehekdesh. What if somehow there was an extra amount? Somebody didn't redeem his coupon. So there was extra money. And there was, what's it called, not all the shemen and flour connected to the money was used. The guy died or something in between. He never used it. So it comes out, it could be extra money. Then Hekdesh gets the money. Shiad Hekdesh alu elyona. Hekdesh always has the upper hand. Misha ovet chosma. What if a guy lost his coupon? And he comes to Yochanan and he says, I bought a coupon from Achia and I lost it. So believe me and give me shemen and flour. Right? So mamtinen lo ato erev. So we don't give it to him immediately. We wait till the evening when they get together. The immotzalo kedei chosmo nosimo. If they found that there's one extra amount of money and one less chosam, then they believe him. Right? Obviously, what's it called? The guy claims that he paid and he lost his chosam, and it's taka true. There's an extra money and there's one less chosam. That happened to a lot of people. I don't know what they did. But if it was one person and he made the claim, and now there's one thing left over, so you believe him. Or if there's a lot of people and they all made the claim, then you assume that they're telling the truth. The imlav lo hainoshim. If not, they didn't believe him. They pay again, right? We don't believe you that you had the chosim. Maybe you're lying. And if everything works out equally, then obviously there wasn't an extra chosim that wasn't used. So we don't believe you. The shame hayom kosv alem they are amoyim, and these write the date on it because otherwise a guy could come and what's it called and use it twice or find somebody else's and from some other day and use it. And meanwhile they had paid this guy yesterday. Because he lost it, somebody else will find it, use it the next day. So the same chosam was used twice. They put a date on it, couldn't use it more than that day, and therefore, if it was found and somebody used it wrong, Hekdesh didn't pay anything out. They didn't give this guy the money. If it wasn't found that day, and taka they saw there was a discrepancy, they paid him, then the guy couldn't use it the next day because the date was on it. Okay, see there. Arba chosmos, gimel le gimel nesachim chalukim, shal behema chosim rishon, le niske bakar. Right, there's three different kinds of nesachim, three different amounts of nesachim for different kinds of animals. First one is bakar. What's the nesachim for a bakar? Gimel esronim solis, three esronim of solis, balul bechatziahin shemen, the yai lenesa chatziahin. Shemen a hefahin, and yai a hefahin. That's the nesachim of bakar. Three Esronim, Hefahin, and Hefahin. The Chosmin, the Chosmin Egel, and that, what's it called? Right, and that Chosim had on it either a picture of an eagle or it said eagle on it. Probably said it because otherwise it couldn't be an Aramaic differently. So it said eagle. The Habez, that means eagle was a calf. Calf is Bakar. So it doesn't make a difference if it's a young Bakar or old Bakar, all the same thing. It doesn't make a difference a Zachar and a Keva. When you bring Bakar for a korban that needs Nesachim, so that's the amount of the Nesachim. Three Esronim Soles, half a hin of Yayin, half a hin of Shemin. The Habei Zachar, Veniske Ayel. Right? Your Targum Dichra, the Targum of Ayel is Zachar. So you watch a call for an Ayel, which was a ram, which is an older sheep. A 3-year-old sheep is a ram. So Dichra, the Nisko, what's the Nisachim for an aisle? Two Esronim, so less, right? Not three Esronim, only two Esronim. Balul B'Shem and Shlishi Sahin Yayim, Lenesach, and Shlishi Sahin. So you had a third of a hin of wine, a third of a hin of oil, and two Esronim of Solas. Okay, that's the for an ayah. The Hagimel, the third Choson was a Gedi. That's for younger, what's it called, sheep. Linishe Keves, Ben Shnoso, either a year old or less than a year is a Keves. The Hain Isorin Solas, that's one Isorin of Solas. Balua Brevia Sahin Shemin, the island as a Brevia Sahin. A quarter of a hin of oil and a quarter of a hin of yayin. Those are the three different kinds of nisachim. Three esronim, two esronim, one isaron, and with the three goes, what's it called, a half a hin, or a third of a hin, or a quarter of a hin. Okay, the hadalin, the fourth coupon, was chote. The hain nisachim shal metzora asher. Those were the special nisachim that a metzora asher bought. She maybe he brings three animals for his carbon. The tzorich yud lugim shemen, and he needed 10 lugim of shemen, right? Tes legimul kvasim, right? 9 for the three kvasim that he brings. Brings three karbanos, each one's a keves. So he had 3 kvasim. He needed 9, and a keves is what's it called, 3 esronim. So he brought 9 esronim for the keves. The echad lamatan tenucha b'honos. In addition to that, he had to bring another log of shemen, what's it called, to sprinkle on the coin, sprinkled it on his thumbs and on his big toe. And that was the, what's it called, the special, what's it called, the sprinkling of oil on a metzora. So he needed an extra lug, which he didn't get if his thumb brought a regular carbon. So for that extra lug, they had a special special coupon. The korele chote, why they call a metzora chote? Mishum damrinim ba'arochin al zayin dvorim, the goyim boyim. The goyim come for sins. And even though the Gemara says in Sota that the sin is neschaper from the tzoras itself, the yisurim and the busha, a person goes through being a metzora is neschaper and a sin. And the korban is not a chatas. The korban is just to be machsher him to be able to eat kodshim. But l'maisa, the korban reminds him of his sin. It's not mechaper on the sin, but it reminds him of the sin. Chamisha hayu beis chosmos hayu lemetzora, and Rabbi who is this? Ben Azai, right? Ben Azai says that there was an extra coupon for a metzora oni. Chote dal. Bimara first my plegay. Bimara doesn't explain what they argue in why a chote dal needed a separate chosam. The Aramish Shekeno Yerov Diburim. It was written in Aramaic because that's the language they spoke. So it was written in the vernacular, not in Hebrew. Zechar Mekevos, Bein Leniske Olos, Shehein Einon Boos Elishcharim. If an Ola, you brought Nisachim, and the animal was, what's it called, had to be a male. So the Nisachim were the same things. Bein Leniske Shlamim, if you brought a Shlamim from the same kind of animal, so Sheboim Zecharim on Kevos. The olos u'shlamim hein shetunim nesachim. Nesachim are only by an ola and a shlamim. Achatas doesn't need nesachim. An ola and a shlamim need nesachim. Kedichsiv ola u'zevach. A zevach is a shlamim.